And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
I'm going to break it to you gently. It's not going to work.
The magic of television?
It's fiction. Outland is fiction.
What?
It's fiction.
What?
Fiction.
Go through the stone.
You seem to have really have gone into this weird place where you actually think that you're really a Highlander living in the 18th century. Just touch the stones.
You're telling me if just I touch this, I won't go through the stone?
Touch the stones.
You want to make a bet?
I'm prepared to be surprised. Yeah, go on. Still here.
Yep.
Ah, there you go. Feel better now?
Yeah. Okay, which way?
From Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to Outlander Cast. It's a podcast dedicated to the show Outlander and Men in Kilts on Stars. Larson.
My name is Blake, and Tammy here on Facebook put it best. I think that Sam should know that Jamie can't go through the stones.
Agreed, Tammy.
Come on, man.
Get with the program,
Jamie,
Sam.
Jamie, you're better than that. What are we doing here? I gotta teach you everything?
But we would all try. Am I right? Who here joining us live would try touching especially that iconic stone right there in the middle? I know I would try. I know you would try.
Definitely would try. I would take all the pictures. I would put them all over the social media.
Yes.
Well, and I would be a total
alone.
Dork.
Well, my friends, we're not alone in the fact that we're total dorks loving about Outlander. And I just wanted to give you a little reminder before we delve into this episode that we would love to have you hit that subscribe button on the podcast. You just search Outlander Cast in all your favorite podcatcher apps. You can also find Blake and I on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just search Mary and Blake. We actually have a exclusive community on Facebook. Search Mary and Blake. You can join our group. There we talk about all of the shows that we cover, all of the different fandoms. And if you are into this stuff that we participate in, if this brings you joy, if you're sitting here and you're like, gosh, I love this couple in Rhode Island that just talks about the stuff that I love, head on over to jointhenerdclan.com. Those of you online, if someone wouldn't mind typing that into your little chat right there so people can see it, jointhenerdclan.com. It's a one-stop shop where you can support Blake and I for as little as $2 a month. It's less than a cup of coffee, and it helps keep the production of these podcasts going so other people can enjoy it.
I wouldn't try it. I can't risk going back in time. I need indoor plumbing.
Same girl. Same. Whenever people ask me, they're like, how far back in time would you go? And I'm like, the 50s?
Yeah.
And
maybe?
That's it? Maybe? Like, I still don't know.
Oh, man, that was good.
How about 20, like, 08?
Yeah, sure. Like, yeah, why not?
Yes, but not last year. I wouldn't go to this
definitely
time
not
last
year.
Yeah,
I,
I'll skip this year.
We'll skip
all that one. Yeah, how about I go to next year? Yeah. That's what I'm looking for too. Vacations. All right, let's get into the show.
Let's do it, shall we?
All right, Blake. What's the title?
The title. Yeah, because it's just the title. There are no real details to break down. The title for this episode is Witchcraft and Superstition.
Nice.
And Marvin.
Yeah.
You know, I liked this episode.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yep.
But what matters most is your kilt rating.
My kilt rating is a 4.8. A solid episode. I had fun. I laughed. I wasn't totally spooked, but I enjoyed myself greatly in this episode.
Yeah, I.
I missed the Dance of the Druids music. Why was there no Dance of the Druids song?
You feel like that would be a natural thing to include.
Like, that in and of itself took a point one down. Right. I wanted some Bear McCreary Dance of the Druids, whereas we've been able to have other musical aspects of Outlander interwoven in this show, so I just don't get it. Don't get it, man.
Right, totally agree.
I mean, they did have their own instruments while they were doing everything, so.
Yes, oh, sorry. There we go.
Okay, so Blake, how about you? What was your kilt rating? And our friends joining in live, give us your kilt rating on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 being the worst, 5 being the best.
I'm giving this one a 4. I'm giving it a 4 kilter. You know, I was actually looking quite forward to this episode. I love all of the superstition and the witchcraft and all the stuff that, like, it gives you the Outlander magic. Mm-hmm. That I think has been missing since season one and maybe season two. But, you know, for they even say it in the episode. Diana has said that, you know, of all the places in the world, you know, the magic and the superstition is what is most closely linked to in people's everyday lives. And it's in Scotland or something to that effect, whatever it is. I don't know. Stats are for nerds. But they barely, in my opinion, even scraped the surface of any of it. It was just, it was so quick and it moved so
This episode needed to be longer.
Yeah, man. Or they just needed to do less things.
Yes.
And I feel like we keep saying that in each episode, like, okay, be longer or do less things. And I understand what they were trying to do.
Yes.
But would I have rather have seen and heard more information than, like, Sam and Graham dancing at the end of the episode? Yeah,
I mean, kinda. I enjoyed the dance.
I mean, I did too, you know, especially when, you know, you got Sam's shirt off and he's, you know, pouring water all over him. Yeah, sure. Yep. I'm in. Yeah, I'll recognize when a man's a good-looking man. I'm comfortable with that. But
I mean, I'm not a man, but yes. Continue.
you can at least appreciate it.
I can definitely appreciate it.
I feel like, you know, It wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
But you're GBG, my darling. You're good, you're bad, and you're great.
My good. First and foremost, my good is just the time that we have with Sam and Graham in the van. I think this just may be my ongoing good from here on out. Like, starting the episode with these two, having quaint little banter, talking about Sam with his socks being like a superstition. Graham's like, no, having clean socks is just good hygiene.
Yeah, that's good,
my friend. That is good hygiene. And just Sam continuously trying to spook Graham. I mean, obviously they're making this for a TV show, and there are moments, particularly in this episode, where we feel very scripted. Like, yes. It feels like, oh, that was made for TV.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it was cringy.
I felt like in the van, it doesn't really feel like that. They're really kind of getting their groove. My bad was the graveyard lady, who is just way too thirsty for Sam.
I agree.
The beginning portion of it, she's literally just looking at him, drooling. Oh, yes, all these dead people. Ba, 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 ba. Barely looking at Graham until they stop, and then mm-hmm. she kind of like acknowledges him, and then she tells Sam, are you gonna get naked, when she locks him inside of jail. Have you not watched Outlander? Like, this is a touchy subject, Sam naked in a jail.
Well, I feel like that's the reason why she said it, because she has seen Outlander.
Well, and I always get really like, weirded out, man. It's just weirded out. Yeah, enough said. And then my great is the Isle of Lewis. Like, just being there with the Standing Stones, learning as much as I can about the Hebrides. We have a friend of ours who is on the Outlander cast staff, Ann Gavin, who is currently residing in Scotland, which is really, really cool.
Atta girl.
Scotland Diaries lass. But she has done many blog posts on outlandercast.com talking about her travels. And I'm telling you, you need to make sure you follow her Instagram account if you are daydreaming of Scotland. It's the Scotland Diaries. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all of us are. But being there with Sam and Graham, you know, many of us Outlander fans know that those stones, when they filmed the Standing Stones for the show, like, that's not real. Mm-hmm. The stones don't belong there or whatever. But it's just fun to see what they were based upon, how they actually made casts of these. And man, oh man, do I just, I'm drooling. I am champing at the bit.
Hey,
you know, I like to say chomping, to go to Scotland myself and to touch that stone, possibly after I disinfect it.
Yes.
Because So many people probably don't just touch it, but like lean into it like Sam did.
I'm sure they gave
like
it a good
maybe,
kiss.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Did Sam now touch this? Can I lick it? Maybe the blonde lady went there.
Yes. And like, you know she licked it as soon as he touched it.
She was like, his hand was here.
Oh, okay. God, I touched
what,
Sam.
What was your GVG?
I touched Sam. All right, my good. My good was Sam and Graham reenacting the famous goodbye scene between Claire and Jamie and the credits. Yes. I'm actually very happy that it was saved for the credits.
Yeah.
I think having that in the episode would have been a little too much.
A little too much cheese.
Okay. I mean, it was already cheesy enough that they played this little joke that we played at the beginning of our podcast episode.
Correct.
But having it at the credits and having it just, oh, Jamie, I don't want to let you go. I'm not touching it. Like the whole thing. I just thought it was, their female voices. Almost as better as my Claire voice. Not much is better than my Claire voice.
Oh my
not
goodness.
Much. It hasn't, yeah. It hasn't come out in a while, by
it has
the way.
Not.
So I think it's a good opportunity to bring out the Claire voice. The bad for me.
Was it missed?
Yes, it is missed. The bad for me. Oh my God. You know,
what?
We've talked about planned funniness so much and like the corniness and the campiness of it.
Okay.
Of this show and what it can be at times. And nothing epitomizes that more than the lady locking them in into the black mausoleum.
I mean, but when you go on ghost tours and stuff, that's what they do. But I think it was her vibe. I think if it was a different tour guide who didn't give the ultimate creepy, I may just lock Sam Heughan in here forever so I can keep him as my toy.
Yes.
I was pumped for that graveyard when she said like how many people were buried there and the different layers of people and, you know, like getting into the story of the homeless man. And then I don't really get like what came of it. Like, how
and then
do you
she's
know?
Like, yeah. And then nothing happened.
Yeah. No, she said then something happened, like something was released and something's been like scary ever since. But I don't know. How do you know it was a homeless man and not like a big dog?
Right. So I don't know. I think
so
that
she ruined it for
that
you.
Lady definitely ruined it. And especially
she also looked like the Tiger King lady.
She kind of did Carol Baskin,
who also gives obviously is a creepy vibe. And that might have been it. Like, luckily, if her scarf had any tiger print on it, oh,
you're getting shades of the early pandemic.
Yes.
With her. Especially like, man, I got some, somebody said it here on Facebook earlier, I got some serious douche chills from this lady. Like
Catherine Robbins even points out, like, why didn't they show the picture she gave them? It's so weird, you know,
right.
or they talked about, was it Graham who said like, and why is it so discolored in the ceiling? And she's like, I don't know. We didn't get to see it. You know, it just felt
the whole experience was botched, in my opinion.
Even like her opening the gate awkwardly, and then it took too long for Sam to walk in.
Right.
It just I'm blaming her. I'm not even blaming Sam and Graham, who can sometimes be a little too cheesy on the cheese parts. I'm blaming her. Switch her out. Get a new tour guide. Get the creepy guy from the beginning with like the little mask thing. Get that guy to lead him around.
Right,
that's
exactly
what I'm talking about.
Get that guy.
Yes.
Just have him talk through the mask.
Right. So, what was your grade?
My
now
grade,
that we've like talked about this person way too much.
My grade was everyone just scaring the hell out of Graham. Like, I did not know that this was a trait of Graham's, that he is easily scared.
Guess what? Jackie on Instagram says, visited that graveyard and J.K. Rowling got Tom Riddle's name from one of the gravestones there.
Wow. There. Interesting.
Interesting fact for our Potter friends.
Sorry. You know what? I gotta play the sound.
You're a wizard, Harry.
What was your grade, Blake? Thanks, Jackie.
How to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
My great, Mary, just to reiterate it this time.
All right,
is everybody scaring the hell out of Graham.
Oh, the poor thing.
I did not know that this was a trait of Graham's, that he is easily scared.
And I love it.
And I love it. It was genuinely funny. Whether it was Sam just looking at him going, huh! Him getting scared,
yes.
or the hand coming out of the torture chamber.
God, that who did that? Because we go inside the building,
right?
Sam kicks the door in,
right?
And there was nobody there that we saw.
Well, that's TV magic.
I know, but still,
right?
Like, I wanted to know who scared Graham.
But I think that was genuinely funny, and the whole thing of him being like, "Listen, I don't want this to be a whole like." give me a heart attack episode, Sam. Can we please not do that?
And that's all
it was. He just scares him.
Left and right.
Genuinely funny. And again, okay.
Ooh, slight tiger stripes. No, it's a design. I'm looking at the scarf on the video. Yeah. Okay, no, yeah. It's fine. It's fine.
It was a genuinely funny thing. I really liked it. So that is my good, my bad, and my great. So that's that, Marvin. What else stands out to you in this episode?
Let's go into this episode. Don't we need like a little musical interlude?
No, we don't have anything.
Oh, I think it'd be fun. Just add a little something.
I don't have anything. I don't have anything prepared. I mean, I could do, let's see what I have here. Oh God, I don't have anything here, really.
Gosh.
I don't have anything.
It's okay, Blake. It's all right.
Sorry.
I'll forgive you. Next time.
You can't throw this on me like that.
I'm sorry. All right. So, analysis of this episode.
Yes. I love the title, The Historian of Death. And I know we've already kind of talked about this lady a lot, but man, it was a major letdown. I'm surprised that it even made it in.
We're just getting her out of the way so that we could talk about everything we loved about this episode.
Yeah. And the fact that she's like, are you going to get naked in the prison? Like, I don't know. There's no way someone can be that awkward. Like, there's...
Why was that kept in the show? Why couldn't you just edit that part out?
Right. So does that mean it was kept in purposely? Like,
someone decided this is a good idea to keep in the show.
I don't know who... I don't know who thought that was a good idea to keep in the show, but it made that poor woman look so cringy.
Yep.
And it, like...
Sorry.
Maybe it was just edited in a way that made her look so creepy. Maybe they were having
a
conversation.
Yeah.
Because she felt like, I felt like she was just a little tad awkward. That's
agreed.
All.
Agreed. Okay. So let's get to the van. Let's just start things off the way that they happen in the episode. Because hanging out, as I said, with Sam and Graham in a van.
Mm-hmm.
Not having a dram because you're in a van driving, but after you're driving from the van, you can have a dram with Sam and Graham. A little shout out to Dr. Seuss.
That a girl.
There you go. Just like you said, Graham lays it down. Like, I really don't want to have a heart attack this entire time. Pretty, pretty please.
Right.
I don't want to do that. They have that first stop with the Historian of Death. Very interesting place, which I will visit without her as the guide.
Yes.
But then we go to Wormiston Castle, where Leonard Lau is the guy that loves witches.
This guy is in on witches. His like great aunt was a witch or whatever it was.
And like laid it down to the guy that lives there now, was like, yo, your ancestor burned my ancestor because they thought she was a witch. So you know what you're going to do? You're going to give me a job. And my job's going to be the witch expert. But I live here, sir. I don't want... Don't care.
Don't care.
Because your great-great-great-grandfather burned my great-great-great-aunt of second twice removed. Anyway, you're giving me a job and I get to go to that job in cool t-shirts. I get to play with all the torture stuff. And man, oh man... They scared Graham. That thumb pincer thing.
Oh, not great, Bob.
Well, I was kind of thinking about it. I was like, I could handle that. I have a pretty high tolerance of pain. I've birthed two babies naturally.
Yes, you have.
Like, I could probably manage having my thumb squished.
I don't know. Let's find out.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'll just do it here.
Yeah. I mean, it hurts, but I wouldn't be like, burn me at the stake hurt. You know?
Yes. But I'm sure that if you like, you know, you screw it down and, you know, you get in your thumb, just that's got to hurt, man.
Yeah, but still, I don't want to say yes and then be burned.
I think that's more of like the appetizer for torture. It's like, hey, well, you stick her in the thumb thing. Yeah. It sounds good. And then you add the whole wood around
that
your
thing
neck
was crazy.
With your hands out and the mask.
Graham wouldn't fit in it with his scarf and his nice cozy sweater.
Yes.
He should have taken that off. Did anyone else get nervous that he was going to be a little choked there? And Sam was loving it.
Yes.
Just okay. And he kept taunting him like, oh, you're a bad witch. You know, like
right.
He kept saying like, what was he saying? Like, you're happy now? You know, like just taunting him while he's stuck in this device.
And then they do this thing, okay, we're just going to leave him here. Oh, let's go have a cup of tea. Again, a little bit, you
I
know,
mean, whatever. I
funny for the sake of being funny.
Fine. We but know it, what the show is. Like, that's the thing. We can't rank on this show for being a tad cheesy. We know. We signed
up
for this.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. You went into it with your eyes wide open.
If we were here for, like, hardcore deep historian accuracy of Scotland and like thorough, no cheesiness, we would have known by the first episode that that is not what Sam and Graham are doing for us. They're doing cute little animated cartoony things, Diana Gabaldon,
right,
saying this is going to be a fun episode where we scare Graham.
Yep. But the funny thing is you could genuinely feel how Graham was feeling when he was in this thing. He's like, no, just hold on. Wait a second. Yeah. Like, what are we doing here? And he's got his hands in there and he's got the mask on him and everything. Poor guy. Imagine being stuck like that, getting paraded through a town. No, thanks,
man. And then what
was
the poker thing that they were saying? That like they would poke you until you didn't hurt?
Right. They would poke you until they didn't find a place that didn't hurt where they poked. And they would stick it in you like inch by inch. Until they found a place, and then they were like, yeah, see, you're a witch. It didn't hurt.
I can't. Because you're dead.
Oh, I thought they was going to say that they took that poker thing and they stuck it underneath their nails.
All set.
That's what I thought that he was going to say.
So, you know, for those of you who don't know, Blake and I live in Rhode Island, which is an hour or so from Salem, Massachusetts, which of course, you know, the Salem witch trials. And so it's very witchy around here.
Super witchy.
Which, you know, it makes me happy because I feel like a lot of things with Scotland and where we live, we have a lot of commonalities. You know, where we eat a lot of seafood, we're oceanside, we have surfing, we've got witches who just went through a lot of crazy stuff in our upbringing.
Right.
But you know what we don't have?
What?
Standing stones.
Do not have standing stones.
No.
We have sacrificial.
We do have those.
Rocks.
We do have a lot of weird pagan things out in the woods.
Yes.
From like long ago.
But not standing stones.
Yeah.
How incredible is that, by the way, that first of all, they were allowed to go to those stones and just like touch them and whatever. Like, I know that there are tons of tourists who probably do it too.
We saw a couple of little people
in the background,
through,
a couple of log carriers just walking around. But the fact also remains too that the crew of Outlander was allowed to go to these stones and take casts of these stones.
So, like, we promise to be super gentle.
Like we're not going to mess it up. I promise. Yep. And they're like, yeah, sure, okay, yeah. Just put a bunch of plaster around it or whatever.
Maybe they first put saran wrap.
I would hope so.
So it wouldn't get stained or something.
Yep.
Crazy.
Hey, how about that green coat? That green, it's not like a pea coat. It's like an elongated pea coat, maybe.
Okay.
It's gorgeous.
Do you want me to buy it for you for your birthday?
I would not look that good in that coat. I would look like, It's like upset stomach green on me. That's what that is.
It's all good.
It's all good, Blake. I'll get it for you. I'll get it for you.
I don't think you would look good in that color.
No, I would not. I give me a dark blue or maybe like a light gray.
Are you actually asking for a coat right
Perhaps
now?
Even a dark gray.
You don't even wear coats.
I have a coat. I have a coat.
Okay.
I don't wear coats, though.
I know you don't.
Because I'm Boston strong. We don't wear coats in Boston.
So we hang out at the stones. We all get jealous that we're not there right now, touching the stones along with them. And they have this merry little time, which, like you said, in the credits, it was just so fun to see them reenact.
Yes.
Claire and Jamie. And then Sam just be like, no, I'm not ready yet.
Oh, that the girl voice from him is great. I thought the whole thing was great. Sorry, no, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we, of course, then have the dance party, their Beltane party that they kind of recreate for them.
One last thing before we get into that. I do want to talk about how they had 100 cameras around the stones to create that effect in season 3 for the promo of how it looks when, you know, Jamie and Claire are on opposite sides of the stone. I find that kind of stuff.
That's like what you want.
That's what I want to hear. I want to hear that. I want to see how they developed that. And, you know, I know it's not necessarily the history of Scotland necessarily, but again, as we've talked about, we're all here. They know their audience. I mean, they're including snippets of the show Outlander just to make specific points. So to get those little behind the scenes things from Outlander, and it is specific to these rocks and standing stones, excellent stuff. And the fact of the matter too is, Yeah, these standing stones are there, and they've been there for 5,000 years. Nobody knows why they were there. Still. Nobody knows how they were put there.
Yep.
Like, and how deep down are those stones? Like, they didn't build them on a foundation. They didn't just plop them. They had to dig that thing. How deep down are they? Right? And what kind of excavation should be happening in that area to understand the purpose of that area?
Not Oak Island style excavation.
My history brain is exploding right now. I'm going to go all Frank, all over the place, everywhere in this town.
You know, we've brought it up before. Like, this show, it's not meant for us to have these deep dives and to have, like, complete satiation on wondering what the purpose of the stone would wire and all of this kind of stuff. I think it's more just to wet your whistle. And if you find bits and pieces about Scotland that you want to know more about, you do your own research. You plan a trip to Scotland. You do this kind of stuff. Like, I think we've come to a great place where we understand what this show is. We understand what to expect of it. A girlfriend of mine had texted saying, like, you know, should I really have it on? You know, I'm really busy, but I loved Outlander. And I said, listen, it's the perfect show to put on the background even while you're doing work. It's safe that, like, your kids could be there with you. There's no sex, there's no swears. You know, this episode was a wee bit
scary.
There's
a couple of swears.
Even that, really?
Yeah, Graham let loose a couple of shirts.
I didn't even notice it. But, you know, it's just a little jolly time where you may get inspired to learn about things some more with a nice side of cheese, with a nice side of, you know, eye candy.
Yeah, and not only that green coat. I'll get you the green coat, Blake.
I mean, once again, it's not your color.
No, it is not. I think that this show definitely, it has inspired me. You know, and I'm sure it does inspire other people to want to go to Scotland and be a part of it and just experience it. And I know we've talked about it on this podcast. My expectation of Scotland is probably very different from the reality of Scotland, but I would still love to go and do all these touristy things. And again, like you said, take the Men in Kilts tour. Yes. Like, I'm in. Let's do the Men in Kilts tour with all the cheese.
Could we please have a recreation of Beltane as well? Because first off, that girl... The one that was kind of the host. That,
I like, was
had
all the in makeup. On her.
Yes.
In.
I'm like, I need to do a minute with Mary of this look right here.
Yep. She was
awesome.
She was all about it.
And it was just fun. I mean, very different than necessarily the Dance of the Druids that we get to see in Outlander.
Yep.
Yet, I don't know. I just loved it. I love that this is more of the modern version. This is what some people do. And Sam even says, like, some people take this really seriously. We get the shot of Galus.
Yes.
And then other people just like to do it because it's fun or it's something in the culture. Now, there were moments of cheese in this one as well. Like, when they're being handed the hats and it was just a little long and awkward. But once the guys put them on and they got really into it, I was like, I don't care. I don't care that this is cheesy. It's fun. I would have done the same thing if people were like, do you want to join in and wear this crazy, amazing headdress? Yes. And would I give out like a guttural cry and match everybody else's enthusiasm? Yes, I would.
Yep.
So I think, you know, it's just a fun show. Yep. And if you get inspired to look into more of like, okay, what are other celebrations of Beltane? Like, what do they look like? Go on YouTube, like just get some books and stuff. Because sadly, these episodes are not long enough for us to delve into everything. I want to make a special request that we all like somehow contact Stars and say, we love this. We need Men in Kilts season 2 where like literally you can focus on one or two things for a half hour. You don't have to do all of what you just did.
Right.
Like if we could have just had the standing stones and the Beltane, you know, dances and fire and everything, like explain to us more about these things.
If we're doing Men in Kilts season 2, I don't want them in Scotland. I don't want them in the British Isles at all. I want them somewhere totally foreign.
I'm all set with that idea. No, keep me in Scotland.
I think I want them in like Thailand.
No. Nope.
Or I want them in Australia would be fun.
They were wearing kilts in this episode.
I know. That's awesome. Like he was wearing the kilt. He was wearing the Outlander kilt at the Beltane.
I don't really want them to go anywhere else. So I'm going to nix that idea.
Why did you want to go?
There's still so much more to Scotland to see and to know and to be with and more Outlander stories to hear about, you know?
Donna here on Facebook says, Savage Sam. Mm-hmm. Might be the new shirt.
Might be.
Might be the new shirt.
Well, of course, that wraps up what we got to see in this episode. My whistle is wet as I just want more, and I want to be near those standing stones. Like you said, the fact that they could like keep most of the tourists away so they could take a couple of these shots and do the silliness that they need to do. Yep. It was really, really special because, of course, you know, this is still this whole show was put together kind of like shoestring. You know, yeah. It all came from an idea that Sam and Graham were going to do a podcast. And then they decided, no, let's get a couple of GoPros and get a couple of friends who we know who can be a director and hold the camera and make this happen. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not a hardcore giant thing. Yes, from being a podcast, it is. But in the grand scheme of planning and promotion and camera work, like, this is small. Yeah. And what they were able to accomplish with this so far has been just delightful.
Amid a pandemic, too, by the way.
Before the pandemic.
Well, it was shot before the pandemic, but also shot during the pandemic, too. So, like, a lot of these things are, you know, it's all nebulous. It's all, coming together as it comes together, which is interesting. So, anything else you want to say about this episode other than the fact that just scaring every little living fiber out of Graham is the best thing?
No, that's really it. Aside from the fact we did get the upcoming schedule and the upcoming like titles of the weeks coming up, and there is a random week where they skip.
Yes,
and
that's
it has nothing to do with Easter.
Nope. I don't know what I don't know.
If anyone knows why they skip
in the comments, I know you nerds out there know what week it is and what in what
I feel
episode.
Like, it's like March 16th or something.
I can't remember.
Wait, that'd be way too soon for it to be skipped.
No, I feel like it's in April,
but it's not even Easter weekend. So yeah, there is one week where we're going to miss.
We're putting out the call to the nerds. Nerds, tell us.
Yes.
And we'll kill time in the meantime.
Tell us the week that it's missed and why. I mean, we may not know why. We may not know. That's okay. But that week, of course, we will not have a Outlander Cast live podcast as well. That being said, for any of you listening, if you want to make sure that you are on the Outlander Cast text reminder service, we actually have one where I text you that day and I let you know, like, yes, we're still going on. We're going on at XYZ time.
Yes.
We'd love for you to be there. You just need to text the phone number 81010 if you're inside the US. So you text the phone number 81010. Yes, there are not 10 numbers. It's okay. Just go with it. And then in the message field, you are going to put in the word Outlander.
Oh, got it. Okay.
At Outlander. So at symbol Outlander.
Angela here on Facebook says that she thinks they wanted to time the Culloden finale with the week that it happened.
That would make sense.
That would make sense. So, but I'm still not sure when that the skip week is happening.
That's
so,
okay. Our friends can easily Google it.
Okay. Yeah. Whatevs.
All right, everybody.
All right, Marvin.
Thank you so much. It's time to wrap up the show.
All right, let's do it, shall we? I got a surprise for you.
Ooh.
I think it's a fun surprise.
Okay. Hopefully you don't scare me.
No, no. It ain't going to be no scaring. I promise. It's just going to be a fun
surprise. I mean, because I'm the same and you're the Graham, so I doubt you would scare me.
I've scared you many a time.
You have, but.
All right, here we go. Ready for the surprise?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, girl, come on.
Give me some Stevie.
You think that we're gonna have an episode entitled Witchcraft and Superstition, and I ain't playing Stevie Wonder?
Fun fact, Stevie Wonder, as a little schoolboy, wasn't really confident in his abilities until his school teacher knew there was a mouse in the classroom.
Really?
And the school teacher said, Stevie, you have exceptional ears. Like, your hearing is unbelievable. Can you help me find the mouse by using your ears? And Stevie helped her find the mouse, thanks to his ears, and that led him to understand that his talents, even though he doesn't have sight, that can't keep him back from doing great things.
Wow, look at that.
Yep, fun fact.
Did not know that.
I got you. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to this here episode of Outlander Cast. If this is brand new for you, we've been covering Outlander since the very beginning, so you can go on back and check out all of our previous episodes. Blake and myself podcast not just about Men in Kilts, not just about Outlander, but a whole bunch of other shows, including This Is Us on NBC. We podcast about the Harry Potter books and movies. We're going to be podcasting pretty soon, like this year, about The Last Kingdom.
Right.
So you can find all that by going to Mary and Blake.com.
Oh, let's not forget the major one right now for all you nerds that are watching WandaVision.
Yes.
We do have a new podcast called the MCU Diaries, the essays on Marvel television. Unfortunately, it does not include Mary. You're stuck with just me and my observations of WandaVision and all of the MCU shows on Disney Plus. So starting March 19th, as a matter of fact, we're going to be covering The Falcon and the Winter Soldier as well, which I'm very excited about. But go back and listen to all the episodes for WandaVision called The MCU Diaries on any podcatcher of your choice. It's all there, baby.
It is.
Don't want to miss out on it. I have a lot of good, fun analysis
on
there.
On that note, my name is Mary.
My name is Blake, and I don't look as good in a green coat.
And you've been listening to Outlander Cast. The sun.